time for Swiss Up. We're joined by Dario Brander, who is going to talk us through what's going on the Federal Council right now. Because at the beginning of November, the current Federal Councillor and Head of the Infrastructure, Communications and Energy Department, Simonetta Simaruga, resigned just over a month after her colleague Uli Mara did the same. In this week's Swiss Up, we're going to have a look at the people in the race to replace Simonetta Simaruga in the government and the controversy surrounding the nomination of those candidates. First, Dario, I'm going to turn to you. Can you give us a little bit of a context here? Welcome.
Yes, of course I will. With great pleasure. So Simonetta Sommaruga has served in the Swiss government for over 12 years and had no plans to retire until very recently when her husband suffered from a stroke. She then initially just took a few days off to spend time with him, but then decided to retire altogether and shift the focus of her life away from the political arena and towards her private life and her partner, a decision that was very highly regarded across the political spectrum. For the courage for her to take that decision.
Absolutely. So who is now in the race to replace Simonetta Sommaruga?
Well, as it is custom in Swiss politics, the party to which the leaving member of government belongs puts together a short list of candidates. In the case of Simonetta Sommaruga, that is the Social Democratic Party. And in the past weeks, several serious candidates have come forth. First up, there is Eva Herzog from Basel. Then there is Elisabeth Baum-Schneider from the Canton of Jura. And finally, Evi Alemann from Bern.
Right. What should we know about each of them?
Well, the front runner to replace Simonetta Sommaruga is probably Eva Herzog from Basel. Eva Herzog already wanted to access to the government when Simonetta Sommaruga did 12 years ago. So they were competitors at the time. And Eva Herzog is now coming back basically for a second chance. She is currently a member of parliament in the Council of States in Bern, but has also extensive executive experience from her time as a finance minister of the Canton of Basel City. She is considered to be highly competent and belonging to the consensual wing within the Social Democratic Party, so more the, you could say, the right wing within the party, which makes her eligible for the Conservative parties in parliament as well, which is certainly a plus. Another plus is that Basel hasn't had a member of government since the 70s, which also gives her points.
Representing Basel as well.
Representing Basel, yes. Yeah. It's important
to cover all of the major towns, yes.
Exactly.
Next up is Evi Alemann from Bern.
Yes, Evi Alemann is the youngest of the candidates in the race at 44 years of age. She used to be an MP and is currently a member of the cantonal government in Bern, heading the Justice Department there. So also executive experience within a cantonal government, which is always a plus also, plus the network that she has from her time as an MP in Bern. That's also a plus. She is the favorite candidate of all those who would like to see some younger politicians in government. Ah. If elected, she would also be the first female federal councillor with school-age children to access the job, which has some people already seeing her or dreaming her up as a Swiss version of New Zealand's Jacinda Ardern or Finland's Sanna Marin, right? Also two relatively, compared to other politicians, you could say, young women doing the job of a national government member. So this is Evi Alemann from Bern that would have sort of that role
So each of them also representing fairly different things. She's representing working mothers essentially as well.
Exactly.
So we've got Eva Herzog representing Basel. That's a new thing.
Exactly. If we're going through that again, just to mention, maybe her only negative. The only thing that could be a problem for Eva Herzog is her age. She is 62 years old, which isn't a problem. It's just a problem for certain people who would wish that the government was younger.
Younger overall. So, and then what can you tell us about Elisabeth Baumschneider from the Canton of Jura?
Yes, well, she is the most left-wing of the candidates. So within the Social Democratic Party, she is very much on the left wing of that party. Currently also an MP in Bern in the Council of States. She would be the first government member ever from the Canton of Jura if elected. This is also because Jura hasn't actually been a canton for so long. It was only created in the 70s, right, when the Jura basically decided to become independent from Bern. And as a small canton, rather a peripheral canton in terms of population size and economic power, they just haven't had a shot yet at the national government, and she would like to represent, and that's her in her words, yes, the more peripheral areas of Switzerland as well in the national government. So there is also a little bit of a representation issue there. She, however, would probably not have a great chance at getting the job because of her political profile, which is much more left-wing. So that makes her more difficult to be elected by the conservative parties in parliament who will cast their votes. Yes, she's from the canton of Jura, so a smaller canton that doesn't necessarily mean that she doesn't have the right to access, but it in the power dynamics of, okay, what regions should be represented in national government, that's probably not a plus.
Can we briefly touch on the fact that they are all women has raised some controversy?
Yes. So very quickly after Simonetta Sommaruga announced her resignation, the leadership of the Social Democratic Party communicated that they would only officially put forward female candidates to succeed Simonetta Sommaruga, because as a party that has always championed equality between men and women, they want to make sure that the Social Democrats will continue to be represented in a government by a woman and a man, as it currently is the case with Simonetta Sommaruga and Alain Berset.
Not everyone liked it, though. Not everyone's that keen.
No, not everyone's that keen. A few people weren't happy. Let's say many were surprised outside of the party. A few people weren't happy at all with that decision, especially some exponents of the right wing within the Social Democratic Party. They argue that only competence should count, and that had Alain Berset left the government, it would have been entirely unthinkable to propose only male candidates for his succession. Now, Daniel Josic, a very prominent social democratic MP and lawyer from Zurich, even went as far as declaring himself as a candidate without the party's support.
Can he do that?
Yes, he can, actually. He might even have a chance to be elected. It is customary that MPs elect candidates that are on the official ticket proposed by the party whose government member vacates a seat, but they are not obliged to do so, right? They tend to do that because they want to be nice to the other party, so the other party is nice to them the next time they have to replace one of their government members, right? But it's an unwritten rule. So if the MPs are not happy about the candidates proposed by the party, they can pull someone out of a hat, or in this case, give their vote to a rogue candidate who has not been proposed by the party. So that is entirely legal and possible for the MPs to just not go with one of the women that the Social Democratic Party will put forward.
But I like the idea that if we refer to him in the news coming out, it might be sort of a rogue candidate. I like that as just a
yes,
general overall
he would be
title.
A rogue candidate. And it has happened before that rogue candidates were elected, but it usually makes quite a stir within the parliament.
I guess we're going to see on the 7th of December when the 246 MPs will cast their vote to replace Ulli Marra and Simonetta Sommaruga. Dario Branda, thanks very much for this episode of Swiss Up. If we want to find more, I know we can go to worldradio.ch/Swiss Up to hear more of your voice and your coverage. Thank you so much for Swiss Up.
You're welcome.